I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Last week, Billings Clinic announced that it's purchased 54 acres of land in Bozeman. Billings Clinic is the biggest hospital company in the state. It operates a 304-bed hospital in Billings, is co-owner of Missoula's Community Hospital, and manages 11 smaller hospitals across Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota. Right now, its only facility in Bozeman is an obstetrics and gynecology clinic. Economist Bryce Ward at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research says it's not surprising to see Billings Clinic expanding its presence in Bozeman.
They've obviously been growing in Billings itself a lot. They've, you know, there's lots of new buildings over there. It certainly seems like they're an entity that's thinking about these things and trying to be a little bit more aggressive.
Right now, there's only one hospital in Bozeman, Bozeman Deaconess, which has 86 beds. Ward says there's obviously going to be a growing need for healthcare services in the Gallatin Valley.
Certainly, if not now, in the near future. You know, if you look at Gallatin County's population, it's basically where Missoula's was in 2000. Missoula's had two hospitals for a long time. And if you look at recent population growth rates, you know, just like the past 3 years and average them, project them forward, you know, Gallatin County will be bigger than Missoula County in 10 years.
And 10 years from now, Ward says, that larger population is also projected to be significantly older than it is now. People over age 65 now make up about 16% of Montana's population. In a decade, that's expected to be about 25%. An aging population, Ward says, means lots more demand for health care.
And obviously, old people spend a lot more on health care. 15 years from now, so 2030, we're going to add like $2.3 billion in health care spending just from the aging of the population, which is like a 31% increase or something like that.
Ward says that beyond people hitting age 65 and becoming eligible for Medicare benefits, there's another driver boosting the health care sector in Montana's economy. It's the Affordable Care Act. People are now buying subsidized health coverage on the healthcare.gov exchange, and more will get coverage through the Medicaid expansion that Montana has chosen to launch this year. Those two things will eventually cut the state's uninsured rate in half, Ward says, and more people with health coverage means more people getting health services and having the means to pay for them.
The forecast for Montana associated with both exchanges and Medicaid expansions suggests that, you know, there's like a roughly 4% increase probably in healthcare utilization. Now, 4% seems like a small number, but when you say, well, look, healthcare spending in Montana is like $7.2 billion or something like that. So 4% is several hundred million dollars in additional healthcare spending. But I feel comfortable asserting that there will be a positive effect on the healthcare industry from the Affordable Care Act.
Ward says healthcare is already Montana's biggest employer, and by a long shot, providing about one in five jobs in the state. He says it's unclear how many more new healthcare jobs to expect in Montana as the uninsured rate drops, and he says there's a need for overall health spending here and across the country to come down. He says moves like Billings Clinic buying land in Bozeman could help bring prices down in that particular market.
In general, more competition in healthcare leads to lower prices, and we see markets that have something that resembles competition kind of consistently have lower prices for the same procedure than markets where there's a monopolist.
Bryce Ward is an economist and the healthcare director at the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. I'm Eric Whitney.